And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day on things above. On things above. Plus, where are their minds? That's an excellent question. We'll dive into aliens and strangers. Kind of sounds spooky. And then we'll wind it down with the search for treasure.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And you can count on that this hour. Politics, you cannot count on that this hour. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, by the way, technically open for conversation, everything but hot chocolate, because I had some hot chocolate. I don't want any more. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Can take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
What if I could tell you when an earthquake would hit? Unfortunately, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should say, which I have not said the entire prior hour, that if you want to reach the show, you can. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is a great way, simple way, to reach out to us. Also, you can go to Facebook and send us a private message. We'd be glad to help you and talk to you that way as well. I did mention, I can't remember if I mentioned yesterday, Jim Garlow is going to be coming on, and we've got a couple other people that will be coming on pretty soon, and we got some more stuff that we're doing. The reason it takes a little while is because I am slow and lazy. Okay, and that, and I'm, you know, doing my master's degree, theological master's in theological studies, so I'm about halfway through. And I'm doing okay there. I'm doing pretty good there. And then I'm doing the director of local ministry and then the radio show. And I think people do think from time to time I drive in at 1:55, pop into the studio at 2, be done at 4, and then get on the road at 4:01. For every hour that I am on the radio, there is at least 2, if not 3 hours of preparation. It doesn't always relate. It just seems to work out that way. And then there's the director of local ministry. So sometimes I just get a little bogged down. So if I haven't gotten back to you or done things in a timely manner, I can only say welcome to my life. That's what I've been doing. My mom said you were three weeks late coming out, and you're still running 3 weeks late no matter what it is. That's what she used to tell me. That's a mother that loves you. Unless you were late for Thanksgiving, then not so much. That's what you heard. If mama's not happy, nobody's happy. That's what I heard. All right, let's get to it. On things above, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So the first thing you get out of Colossians, great. If you've not read the whole New Testament, I just encourage you to do that. You got to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You got to read Acts. You got to read Romans. You got to read 1 and 2 Corinthians. You got to read all the other epistles all the way through, and you got to read the book of Revelation. The reason it's called Revelation is for a reason, not so you won't read it. And Colossians 3 says, set your heart on things above. Seek beyond the natural view. Wow, that could be the hardest thing that you hear for the rest of your life. Seek beyond the natural view. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by faith and not by sight. This is one of the reasons why the world thinks that we're nuts. Because we live as though God is involved in all of our processes, because that's our faith and that's what we believe. They live as though God is not involved in all their processes, and that's the way that they believe. And in our belief system and in our understanding, our plumb line of authority, see, their authority for a lot of them is, get this, their feelings. Well, it feels right, so I do it. Ours is the Word of God, the message communicated from God to humanity. I have added into my emails that I respond to people now, people that are not very nice, I have added in the bottom tagline, if he can create the universe, he can write a book. That's my tagline now. Because we believe that God created the universe and he can write a book. And so he tells us, hey, set your heart on things above. See beyond the natural view. And the scripture says, since you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is. Can I say this, please? Don't get mad at me. But we need to see Jesus in it. When we're seeing things from the beyond point of view, when we're seeing things from the hearts on things above, when we're seeing beyond the natural view, that means you see Jesus in it. And so it says, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, where Jesus is. We got to see Jesus in it. We have to see the Lord in the things that we're looking at. We look at life, and we look at life through our glasses like we understand, like we get the whole thing. You think you understand everything that's going on in Washington between the Republicans and the Democrats, between the president, between all those different things and all those different social groups? You know what you and I don't see? We don't see the angels, and we don't see the demons, but they're there. We don't see that. And we're not told, by the way, to go looking for that. We're told to see Jesus in it when we're looking at it, period. Find Jesus in it. See it with those Christ glasses, which means you put the glasses on and you see, and whatever you're looking at, you've now added Jesus to the picture. That's what we're supposed to do. Set our hearts on things above. Beyond our natural view, we're supposed to see Jesus in it. Now, one of the things that people will say, and they say this a lot, is, well, you know, it says, you know, you're supposed to, you know, seek these things. I mean, how do you go about that process? How do you really seek? How do you put you know, our hearts into the heaven viewpoint. How do you kind of do that? How do you see that way? How do we approach that? It's totally a fair question, but let's get to the direct answer. It's by directing our minds, our hearts in that direction, directing our thoughts that way. When you see something, just take a pair of glasses. I'm telling you, buy the cheapest pair of glasses you can for $1.50. Buy some joke glasses. Go to the kid store. Buy those little goofy glasses. Then poke out the little lenses. And then every time you're looking at a situation, pick up those glasses that are right next to your Bible. Put them on and say, these are my Jesus glasses. Because if you do that, you're going to see, you're directing your mind to look at it with Christ in it. That's how you're supposed to do it. What do you think you're supposed to do? You're not supposed to stick your ear there. You're supposed to look at it. You're supposed to see it that way. And we seek things by putting our hearts and our minds to them. That's an important part of what we do. And we're told to put our heart and our minds on things above. That's how you seek. But you got to see it. You got to look at it. You know, it's one of those really important elements, and people are I should say that. I got to be careful a bit. I understand there's some reservation on saying it the way I say it. I understand that. And there are some teachers who took, you know, focusing your mind to kind of a weird degree on excessive meditation or a meditation that's apart from God or, you know, any kind of weird thing like that. Scripture's very clear. We're supposed to meditate on the Word of God. We're supposed to meditate on the Lord. That's what the Scripture tells us to do. We're supposed to consider, focus, see, think about, dwell on Jesus. Okay, so none of that's weird. It's when they start adding other stuff. Let's focus on this or the no, focus on Jesus. Focus on the fact that God is a part of your life and involved with you. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And everybody likes to quote the God has not given us a spirit of fear part because it's a great part to quote, right? But it does say he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, which in the Greek is sozphren, which means safe thinking. That's what it means. And God has given us the ability to have safe thinking by thinking that involves Jesus in it. That's it. Making it something more than that is kind of silly. But we need to have this so that we see Jesus in what we go through. What you're going through right now, it could be great. It could be wonderful. You could be super happy. It could be like winning the lotto. You better see it with Jesus. You can be going through something that's just mediocre, that's not even that big, not even that little, just kind of like all humdrum, right in the middle. Yeah? See it with Jesus. Maybe you're going through something that's awful and really difficult and you want to stick your head in a pencil sharpener and then just, you know, you can go somewhere else. Yeah? See it with Jesus. Period. That's what it means that we set our hearts and our minds on things above. Because Jesus is where, let's go back to the scripture, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And he says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. To be a success in this world does not mean to die with the most toys. Just doesn't mean that. I'm telling you right now, remember that bumper sticker? He who dies with the most toys wins. It was a really famous bumper sticker. Then the Christians came back and said, he who dies with the most toys still dies. It's like, yeah, that's a great point. That's the reality. So we need to get our mind focused in on the heavens. And that doesn't mean that you close your eyes when you're driving down the freeway on the 5 at 5:52 in the evening. Although it does seem like many people do that. It just doesn't mean that. It means that everywhere you go and everything you do, you recognize that Jesus isn't so far away. He's not some gaseous concept on Pluto. There's a reason they wrote a song called Shotgun Angel. It's because he's in the front seat. You better remember that, especially the next time somebody cuts you off. All right, when we get back, we're going to just dive into where the minds are at on some of the people that were around. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools, open house, and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Java Shack reminds us the average shelf life of blood is only 43 days, which means we must have a steady supply to meet the needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of the military. A shortage means the unnecessary loss of life. Be a silent hero and give the gift that means the most. Give the gift of life. This from Java Shack at 11696 Sereno Valley Road in San Diego. Call 858-259-8359. That's 858-259-8359, where they remind us, give life and donate blood today.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hope you're doing well. We encourage you, by the way, check out some of the ministries that are supporting the radio station from top to bottom. You guys go to kprz.com, check them out. You're welcome, by the way, to also peruse, I think peruse would be the right word, for the podcast, all of our shows, podcast. There are not exactly 1,000 shows podcast. I should explain that. That there were probably about almost 10 shows that didn't get to record the proper way. So we lost those. See? We lost them. And then there was another 25 that we did not podcast because they were a give-oriented, appeal-oriented type of shows. So there's roughly about 970 shows that are available from the podcast in that ballpark. But, you know, we still did our 1,000-show thing. And I think we've covered quite a few topics. Everything from buildings that appear invisible to radar that are up too high in Japan to Captain Crunch being demoted because he's not actually a captain. Oh, yeah, and then all the Bible stuff from A to Z or Genesis to Revelation. Probably about 3,800, somewhere between 35, 36, 37, 3,800 and 4,200 DD. Just a lot. It's a lot of them, right? I'm the king of the McSermon.
The McSermon, get it? Come on. Like chicken nuggets. Like, okay, never mind. It's a joke. Okay.
The McSermon.
Now I'm hungry.
I got a diet.
All right, let's get to the next section. So we were talking about country and things above. Now we're going to talk about where are their minds? I love it. Just play that again. Go ahead, play that again. You got it? Okay. Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. Just as I have told you, use to have us as a model to keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have told you often before, and now tell you again, even with tears, that many live as the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Ooh.
Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. This is the Philippians 3, 17 through 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. So when we played that sound clip for you in the very beginning, which was the crickets, right? The crickets were like, you know, they're just making the noise. Why? Because where are the minds of these people that live as the enemy of the cross of Christ, whose destiny is destruction, whose God is in their stomach, and whose glory is in their shame? Well, their mind, Scripture says, is set on earthly things. You understand that? But our country is a heavenly country, which is why our citizenship is connected to heaven. Now, I want to go through these just real slowly because I want you to recognize what kind of people we're talking about. For as I have told you often before, and now tell you again even with tears, many live as the enemies of the cross of Christ. So now Paul's getting ready to define who the enemies are. Their destiny is destruction, which for all those who are into free will, good luck. Their God is in their stomach, which means not that they're all fat people. It's their God is in their stomach means that everything they do is based on appetite. It's all the hunger for the lusting that they want to accomplish. And their glory is in their shame. In other words, they take pride in the very behavior that they do that is shameful to God. Think of how many behaviors are in society right now that are shameful to God that people rejoice in and take glory in. That's who they're talking about. That's who Paul's talking about. Whose mind is set on earthly things because they're so focused without Jesus glasses, they only see the little g, little government, as God. That's the best they got. They got the cradle to the grave as being the little g, and they're substituting the big G and the little g, and they're trying to use government and man's system as the key component. And as a morality check, everything is okay for them as long as they can get it approved in the courts, which is simply more men and women approving more godless behavior and justifying more sin. And it doesn't matter whether the Supreme Court of the United States, the Supreme Court of Great Britain, the European Court, the Asian Court, it doesn't matter if it's a tennis court or Pharaoh's court, all courts are human and thereby sinful, period. Well, it's just how it goes. And you think, well, you know, but that's the system of... Now, I remember having this discussion with a professor at a seminary. And he's like, well, you know, it's only a pure theocracy that can do better. Exactly. We want the theocracy where God the Father is there, God the Son there, and God the Holy Spirit. That's what we want. That's the new heavens and the new earth. That's all we're looking for. No big deal. Just following Scripture. Looking for a new heavens and a new earth. And so here I want you to catch this. Now, this is going to be problematic, but I'll do my best. You see, their minds are only on the earth where our country is in heaven. So we don't just live for the 70, 80, 90 years. We live for the 70, 80, 90 years, but then for the millions and millions and million years beyond, which we believe there is, right? We believe there is a God. We don't believe it's a deist philosophy. We'll deal with that. I think tomorrow we're going to do the deist teaching. But I'm going to give you an example of what happened. We'll talk about that deist thing later. But I'm going to give you an example of what happened. So when I was a younger lad, I, you know, had to have certain amount of testing done because, you know, I'm sometimes a wackadoodle. So I went to this Christian counselor and said, hey, I'm struggling. You know, I got some questions, blah, 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 blah. And we did this thing called a color test. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but they do this test and you pick these colors and blah, blah, blah. Not quite like the blot test, I guess. And you know what he said to me? Not kidding you. He said, well, he goes, here's part of your problem. And I'm like, do tell, right? It was bad enough that I was arrogant and prideful, but this was going to be good. I knew it. And he was like, part of your problem is that you're too heavenly minded. You think too much in the heavenlies. You know what I did? I was paying for the sessions. Don't tell me. Got up, shook his hand, said thank you, and walked out. You're thinking, why? What a compliment. What a fantastic compliment. I don't even think I would do that well the last 30 years, but I did it well in the first 10 of the Christian walk. It's like, I'm too heavenly minded. Thank you. You know that expression? Oh, he's so heavenly minded, he's of no earthly good. Isn't that a fantastic statement? It's a fantastic statement if you're going to hell. It's a great statement. But if you're a Christian, you want to be so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly good, because Jesus accomplished his mission on earth by being heavenly minded. Without that heavenly minded, he never would have endured the cross, despising the shame. He never would have got through it. Do yourself a favor. Be so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly good, and let somebody tell you that. Then take a little, a little like penny, put it on a piece of tape and put it on your chest like a little medal. Because that is what you should have. Would to God you would be so heavenly minded you're of no earthly good. Because then you'll fulfill the mission of God on this earth. Wouldn't that be good? Yep, that would be. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefields provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
A friend is the first person who comes in when the whole world has gone out.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kayla Ochoa. Kayla writes, "A dear friend of mine sent me a text message that said, 'I'm so glad we can tell each other the good, the bad, and the ugly. We have been friends for many years, and we've learned to share our joys and our failures. We recognize we are far from perfect, so we share our struggles, but we also rejoice in each other's successes. David and Jonathan had a solid friendship too, beginning with the good days of David's victory over Goliath. They shared their fears during the bad days of Jonathan's father's jealousy. Finally, they suffered together during the ugly days of Saul's plans to kill David." Kayla continues, "Good friends don't abandon us when external circumstances change. They stay with us through the good and the bad days. Good friends also may point us to God in the ugly days, when we may feel tempted to walk away from our Lord. Real friendships are a gift from God, because they exemplify the perfect friend, who remains loyal through the good, the bad, and the ugly days. As the Lord reminds us, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, talking about saving our brains. We did our very first segment called On Things Above, talking about setting our hearts and minds on things above, putting on our Jesus glasses when you're looking at something so that we find Jesus in the situation. In the last segment, we talked about where are their minds, talking about people who purposely reject God in their hearts and minds, who glory in their shame, their sinful behavior, and their minds are set, the scripture says, on earthly things only. And it's like, ooh, bad, bad. This next segment we're going to get into is called Aliens and Strangers. You're not doing the reply. Oh, that's a good one. So that was from, what was that from talking about, Todd?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That's right. Aliens and Strangers. We'll get to that in just a second. Yes, you can do these kind of things and still make your point. For those that don't know, John Wesley used bar songs to write some of the hymns if you are not familiar with the history of the church. But good to know stuff like that, isn't it?
For those that can't see right now, Dave's in there with a big pile of mashed potatoes molding it.
That's right. I'm molding it because of something I've seen, and I'm trying to turn it, the mashed potatoes, into a pastrami sandwich. Here we go. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So here we're encouraged to understand that it's not about here, the here and now. Props to Rick Warren for writing the best opening page of a Christian book in some time. It's not about you. It's not about now. It's not about here. It's like, that's right. That's correct. And many of us are losing heart from momentary troubles. We're kind of feeling beaten up and pushed down because of these troubles that have no eternal element to them. I mean, it is true that it can be tough to pay a tax bill, an electric bill, an apartment rent, or a mortgage. It can be tough from time to time. But 100 years from now, you're not going to care that you were late on a payment. But you will care how you engaged with Jesus Christ. There's no taking that back, and there's no changing that. You understand? So sometimes we get so caught up in the here and the now. And Scripture makes it kind of clear for us. Not kind of clear, totally clear for us. In Hebrews 11:13-16, it says this, and this is where this whole portion comes in. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers. Admitting that they were aliens and strangers on earth. You know, the people that went before us in Hebrews chapter 11 in the hall of faith, the hall of fame of faith, essentially. Do you know that the scripture says in Hebrews 11, 13, that these people admitted they were aliens and strangers on earth? Like, they didn't feel like they belonged on earth. You ever feel that way when the entire left is going bazonkers and the media is going bazonkers, and every time you pick up the Bible, somebody thinks you're a racist, hater, evil, flat earther, dummy, and you're like going, what are you talking? It's like, I don't even belong here. Well, that's what that's from. In verse 14, it says, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they left, they'd have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they're looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. There is this concept in American Christianity that America is heaven. Hogwash. Ridiculous. There's another argument that says that America is the most prosperous nation ever on earth. It's a debatable question, since under Solomon's reign, silver was like stones. And right now in our society, silver is not like stones. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, the silver, you see silver, you get a wedding, you can still do a wedding ring in silver, it still counts. I'm just, you know, that's the, you know, Yiddish thought there. My point is this. It's a fantastic country. Love it. And I hope, by the grace of God, we'll get extensions for our freedoms. I certainly hope so. But I am not blind to think that this country is the answer to the world. Jesus Christ is the answer to the world. And before everybody gets all high and mighty, I, by the way, most favorite president ever, Ronald Reagan. I mean, this is just for me. That's me, not everybody else. And I love that he gave this city on a hill speech, and that's fantastic. But Jesus made it absolutely clear in the Sermon on the Mount that the people who believed in him and shined the light of the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ were the city on the hill, not an individual country. You can get mad at me all you want. You don't like it? Tell Jesus he's wrong. You can't tell me that a politician knows what a city on a hill is better than Jesus. It's ridiculous. And we're supposed to be laying up for ourselves treasures elsewhere, which we're going to get into in the next segment. My point in bringing all that up is to understand that you should be proud in a healthy sense that the Lord blessed you, blessed me, blessed us to live in the fantastic, absolutely best country on this planet at this time, period. There's nothing like it. But don't you confuse that with heaven. Don't you confuse that with the kingdom of God. And don't you confuse that with your citizenship, which belongs to Jesus Christ first, because we're looking for a heavenly country. And don't you get those mixed up. That, you know what? Christianity in America has done fantastic things, but sometimes American Christianity has not done fantastic things. And I'm not talking about, you know, race relations or anything like that. I'm talking about putting prosperity over gospel proclamation. As soon as you think that the way to advance the kingdom of God is everybody has the same equal financial status, you're a socialist. Jesus never taught socialism in that capacity. Did he? There were plenty of wealthy people that worked with Jesus. It's kind of silly when people come up with some of the stuff they do. The thing I find the funniest about that, by the way, is all the politicians who scream socialism, socialism, socialism have 10 times more money than anybody else. It's always socialistic when you got $30 million in the bank and it doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, sure, whatever. My point is this. You're a citizen of heaven. That's your first allegiance. Before you're an American, you're a Christian. Before you are anything else, you're a Christian. If you are born in Canada, are you telling me you would have rejected Jesus Christ? No, you want to be a believer. And being a believer, it is absolutely positively clear that we are foreigners and strangers on this earth looking for a country whose builder and maker is God. We're looking for a better country, a heavenly one. Now, while we're here in this country, we'll do our best to honor this country and honor our king who sits over the universe, who's the king of kings. But our first allegiance is to our king. I've heard it said, and I told you this before, and I'm not going to mention the names, but you had a politician coming out saying, hey, it's family, it's faith, and it's friends. No, it is not, sir. It is faith, family, and friends. And Jesus made it clear that if you love your family more than him, you got some issues with him that you got to straighten out. Because you can't love your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your children, your wife, your husband, or anybody else more than you love the Lord. Period. So all this blue, 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 it's like, okay, here, I'll work on it. And we talk about this. We'll work on the big two. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. That's number one. And then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay, that's number two. Never get to number two without number one. Doesn't happen. You need one to get to two. Get it? So with that in mind, and understanding that we are aliens and strangers, understanding that the mind of the people who are enemies of the cross of Christ are only set on earthly things, understand that we're supposed to have our glasses on so we can see on the things above. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the true search for treasure, or the treasure hunt. Should be pretty interesting as a closeout. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing. Are you willing?" You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at ExcaliburRoofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com, Facebook, The David Spoon Experience. Also, you're having a tough time trying to figure out why you have encountered the mountain you have encountered that you can't figure out why God let you go through. All the tough stuff you went through, especially in one pretty dramatic time, I encourage you to check out hisappointment.com. It's, I don't know if we have a money-back guarantee on it or something. I don't know. Something like that. I don't know. We don't sell a lot of them, but, you know, I was thinking about it. You know, I'm glad I got that book out of me because then when I get to the next book, instead of it being something that I need to get out of me, it'll be something that I want to bring, you know, to others. So that's kind of how it was focused. And I got a chance to talk to Mark Davison in Texas, who wrote a fantastic book, but it was his second book. He told me the exact same thing. So it's really good to know that that's kind of part of the process. All right, we've been talking about focusing on things above and putting on our Jesus glasses, but not in that over goofy way, more in the Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2, where it says, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, so that we should be finding Jesus as we're looking at things. I mean, that's what it says, set your hearts on things above where Christ is. We should have our hearts seeing Jesus in the middle of these pictures. And then there's the whole group of people that are opposed to setting their hearts and minds on things above and just have them set on things of the earth. These are the same people that take glory or rejoice in their shameful acts. And then we talked about that next section where we understand that we are aliens and strangers here on this world, Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. And that we shouldn't get so caught up in this world that we lose the perspective that we're hungry for our real home, and that God is proud to create that home for us because we want to spend our eternity with him. So I want to wind it down with understanding the search for treasure. Let's play that sound clip that we had to go with that.
In front of you is a curtain. Behind that curtain are treasures, fantastic treasures worth over $50,000. The National Broadcasting Company is proud to present Treasure Hunt.
That's right.
And now,
Treasure Hunt. $50,000. We just had to play that clip. It just went with everything. So let's get the good handle on the Sermon on the Mount, the one that we really need. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if our treasure is focused solely on the earth, our heart will be earthly and worldly. But if our treasure is focused in heaven, then our hearts will be heavenward and heaven directed. Scripture says where your treasure is. And that's an important understanding that Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, the single greatest recorded known speech ever given to mankind, tells everybody in the middle of the sermon, in the middle of the speech, he says, don't be too tied to the earth. Lay treasure for yourself. Do that towards us. Store up treasures in heaven where it counts. You understand the difference here where when it talks about treasures on earth, there's moths and vermin that destroy it, and there's thieves that break in and steal it, which means it won't last. But if you store up for yourself treasures in heaven where nothing can get to it and nobody can steal it, it will last forever. So if you're going to be a treasure hunter, if you're going to make a search for treasure, so to speak, and you're going to find treasure, don't you want to be able to utilize or take advantage of that treasure for the longest possible time? Well, that's not going to be treasure that you lay up here on earth. It isn't going to last that long. In fact, if you're 50, it's not going to last 50 years. But if you're 50 and you're laying up treasures in heaven, it'll last for eternity. So in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus just makes this distinguishment, not to store up treasures on earth, but, which means on the opposite side or on the other hand, store up for yourself treasures in heaven where nobody can get to it, nothing can decay it, nothing can destroy it, and it's helped and persevered and kept by God. Do you think your treasures on earth can outlast God's piggy bank? I mean, are you kidding? You think your piggy bank is better than God's piggy bank? So when Jesus tells us stuff, like, people are like, oh, he wasn't being literal. That's why he said it literally 35 times in the next three chapters. Of course he was being, yes, you're supposed to do that. I love when people go, well, that's not really what he meant. See, Dick, run. I'm so tired of that. Well, that's not what he meant. Well, why don't you tell me what he meant since you've never even read the Bible through and through? Why don't you tell me what the answer is? It's like, come on. I'd store up treasures in heaven versus the earth. Got it. Choose A or B. Okay, got it. True or false. It's like, it's not that hard. What's important, though, is that we grasp the importance that Jesus put on it. Jesus said, listen, do it towards heaven or you're going to lose. And you don't want to go through life doing everything you've done and at the end, lose. Right? Be a true treasure hunter and put your treasure in heaven. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. We'll talk with you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.